The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you the best new management research and ideas. New research makes the case that China is becoming the best place to learn how to make ideas commercially viable. Are speedy Chinese manufacturers invention's best friend? Article briefing by Leslie Brokaw and read here by Matt Robert Williams. File under Innovation. Does innovation count if it's not economically viable? Some definitions of innovation imply that the answer is no. Writing in the summer 2014 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review, Edward S. Steinfeld and Troels Beltoft say that their definition of innovation is linking invention, the origination of new ideas, with commercialization, the translation of new ideas into actual products or services that can command value. And the best place to learn how to do that today, they say, is China. You need to have the knowledge and the ability to transform the new into the profitable, they write, in Innovation Lessons from China. This is where the Chinese business ecosystem excels. Steinfeld and Beltoft acknowledge that China today may not yet be the place to go for path-breaking R&D or radical new invention, but they say that it's becoming the best place to go if you want to learn how to make ideas commercially viable. The Chinese ability to link invention with profitability comes from several manufacturing approaches. They include these three. 1. The ability to adapt product design for low-cost manufacturing. 2. Novel approaches to component sourcing. And 3. A focus on accelerating speed to market. Each element requires creativity and distinct types of knowledge, write Steinfeld and Beltoft. This kind of creativity and know-how should not be underestimated. The authors say that it's a critical part of manufacturing. China manufacturers are particularly strong in speed, what the authors term capabilities for rapid tempo operations and speed to market. For several reasons, policy uncertainty, the vast number of competitors populating most sectors in China, legacies of traditional Chinese approaches to business, etc., commercial success in China is often intimately linked with tempo, they write. Commercial value, in this case, comes from products that may offer just incremental upgrades, but that come to market extremely quickly. The new product may provide slightly new functionality, or it may simply offer an existing product at a slightly lower price point, they write. Either way, its introduction permits the producer, at least for a brief period of time, to realize a slightly higher margin. The proprietary knowledge needed to deliver this product is understood to be fleeting. It will soon be learned or copied by competitors. Steinfeld and Beltoff continue. The imperative, then, is to get the product to market as quickly as possible, capture increased margins during a narrow time frame, and then, as soon as the inevitable imitators jump in, scramble forward into a new round of incremental product innovation. In virtually all cases, winners in this system develop enhanced capabilities for speed in design, speed to market, and speed in debugging. There are, of course, downsides to speed. Quality can take a hit. The authors write that, for instance, Chinese turbine makers have embraced speed to market and cost reduction as managerial imperatives that take precedence over everything, including quality. That means, they note, that some companies have intentionally released products before they were fully developed and tested, on the understanding that few customers were willing to pay for perfection and glitches could generally be addressed on the back end. But the bottom line is that Western companies would do well to embrace the opportunities to partner with Chinese companies and to learn from what they're good at, maintain the authors. Many in the West fear that allowing manufacturing to migrate offshore over the past 2 decades has impeded their innovative capacity, they write. That thinking misses the mark, they say. Whether we're talking about specialized industrial equipment or mass-manufactured consumer products, knowing how to translate an idea into a viable product is in many ways at the heart of innovation, the fulcrum upon which value creation rests, Steinfeld and Beltoft reiterate. China today has become the leading global center for precisely this kind of knowledge. This article draws from Innovation Lessons from China, written by Edward S. Steinfeld and Troels Beltoft, which appeared in the summer 2014 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review, and read here by Matt Robert Williams. To learn more or read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.